Hello and welcome to UC Today. I'm Tom Wright and I'm delighted to be joined by Andrea from Gower. How's it going, Andrea? Thanks for being with us today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you, and it's a really interesting time to be talking to you because there's a lot going on at Gower. It's a very exciting time. You just launched a new brand campaign and there's some research that comes along with that as well. But let's start with the new brand campaign. Can you talk us through the thinking behind it?
Yes, absolutely. So when I joined Gamma, I think Gamma was going through a bit of a transformation. It's gone from a very UK telco-based company to a European sort of communications technology company. And now I was also already a little bit unsure what the brand stood for. In talking to the exco, we've sort of been well known as the biggest company nobody's ever heard of, apart from if you're in a channel organisation. And I thought, I wonder if it's time to change that. That's what I think we've come to the conclusion of. It's time for Gamma to become a bit more well known. We surveyed the channel partners a while back and said, would it actually help or hinder you if Gamma was more well known? And 81% came back and said, actually, it would help us sell more Gamma. So that was another thing that where we thought, actually, it's a good time for Gamma to get known. So we did quite a lot of work on who are Gamma, what do we stand for, what's special about us. We did a ton of competitive research. We did research in all of our markets and looked at the opportunities. But we also did a lot of talking to partners, customers, and just Gamma people thinking, what is it so special about Gamma? And what came out was this sort of the people that they're very nice. They're very nice to talk to. They're transparent. They're honest. You know, that kind of lovely niceness that kind of wraps up Gamma. And that's what we wanted to come across with this campaign. So we thought, our first one, let's try and make Gamma come to life. And so that's what the campaign is trying to do.
And alongside the campaign, you've launched some really interesting research around business relationships. I wonder if you could pick out some of the key findings and some of the things that really caught your attention.
Yeah, so we surveyed 800 businesses. And what we were trying to do is find a correlation between the strength of a relationship and the success of a business, with the hypothesis that the stronger the relationships are internally and externally, the more successful the business is. And the results showed that to be true. One of my favorite stats from the report is that 72% of those asked thought that a good rapport and a stronger relationship is more important than price, which I think in our industry is quite interesting, because price seems to be one of the biggest drivers in telecoms. So that was a nice finding. Another one that was quite good is that only 37% that filled it in felt that their internal relationships and external relationships were strong. So I think there's some work to do for businesses right now to build those relationships and get those stronger rapports with their staff collaborating and also with their customers. So yeah, those were the key highlights for me in the paper.
Yeah, and then sort of building on that relationship side of things, as part of the launch, you've launched the return on relationships calculator, which I think is really interesting. I wonder if you could just talk us through what that does and how it's going to benefit your customers and partners.
Yeah, sure. So with the questions we asked in the report and the answers we got with these 800 businesses we worked with, we created a set of questions that people answer and then they get ranked. Some questions have higher rating, lower ranking. And then what comes out at the end is a score for that business that's based on all of the other businesses and how they were doing and sort of puts them in that ranking, if you like. So compared to all of them, you might be extra good at your internal relationships, but not so good at your customer-facing relationships. You might be good the other way around. And then what we provide them with is a report that shows them what they're good at, what they're not so good at, and then some advice on how they could improve those relationships. And I think in general, this is quite good because we've split it out from those internal relationships with employees working with each other and those relationships outside the business with the customers, with partners, with suppliers, and how to get those a bit stronger. And I think everyone in the post-COVID sort of world is looking to rebuild those relationships again and make sure they're nice and strong. And even more reason to do so is that we can sort of see that correlation with how successful a business is and how strong those relationships are. Yeah.
Yeah, I think specifically in this industry, it's all about relationships, isn't it? So I think that's going to be very useful for your customers and your partners. I've just got one final question for you, Andrew. I know it's been a busy kind of few weeks and a few days for Gamma. I just wondered if you could wrap it all up and maybe give us some clues about what we can expect to see from Gamma over the coming months.
Yep, sure. Well, as you know, this is quite big for Gamma. It's the first time we've ever done a European-wide brand campaign. So there's going to be some surprises here and there. And there's going to be a you're going to see the brand come to life basically into a what we think is a perfect metaphor and a perfect symbol for what Gamma is, and that is going to be popping up in lots of places, including on the side of a building in Manchester. But for me, this is the start of a lot more to come in the future, and we hope that it just allows us to one sort of show Gamma for who we really are, show us for that kind of caring, loyal, supportive, protective company that we are. Show us for the, show the world how strong our relationships with are. Some of our channel partners have been with us for 20 years. Some of our enterprise customers have as well. We've built some really strong relationships, and the success of those relationships is why we're a success, and we're forever thankful for all of those relationships. But on the other side, it also allows us to say, you know what, businesses, if your relationships are not so strong inside and outside, well, Gamma have a lot of solutions to help build those relationships and make them smoother, make them easier with the UCaaS, CCaaS products that we have. So it's a kind of dual message there. But yeah, hopefully people will enjoy it. There's, like I say, there's a bit of a fun metaphor that we're using to represent Gamma alongside the return on relationships calculator, and we hope everyone loves it as much as we do.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, and I hope you have a great time throughout the campaign, and maybe we'll be in a few months where you can catch up just to see how it's gone. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Always good to see you.
And thank you everyone for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please give us a quick like and a share on social media, and we'll see you next time.